It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, September 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, I want to start the show with a tweet. It's from Twitter's verified account. Quote, "We've confidentially submitted an S-1 to the SEC for a planned IPO. This tweet does not constitute an offer of any securities for sale." Some pretty big news in under 140 characters. There's been talk for months about whether the popular microblogging site would go public, but Twitter's filing was a bit unconventional. Zach Seward is a senior editor at the business news website Quartz. He says Twitter filed with the help of a provision in the Jobs Act that was passed last year.
But that's about all the world learned at all, because the filing that it made to the Securities and Exchange Commission is confidential. And it won't be made public for quite some time now, can only be seen by the SEC, and is what's known as a secret IPO.
And there are some restrictions for companies that are allowed to do this. They have to have a less than a certain amount of revenue?
Yeah, exactly. $1 billion in annual revenue is the cap. It's supposed to be targeting small businesses, frankly, to encourage smaller startups to go public. A company like the size of Twitter was not what
they were thinking of.
But we do learn from this confidential filing, the one thing that we can be certain of is that Twitter's annual revenue this year is under $1 billion.
So you wrote a story about this earlier this year. What are some of the pitfalls here for Twitter? I mean, we all remember Facebook's bungled IPO.
Yeah, exactly. I think Facebook's IPO and Groupon's IPO, both of which were disasters in different ways, are what Twitter is hoping to avoid here. It wants to go public as quietly as possible, and that explains the confidential filing.
And Twitter's sort of made some interesting acquisitions in the past year or so here, and they're obviously sort of focused on a big future. What might this tell us about what they're planning?
It remains to be seen, of course, but they've generated a good deal of mobile advertising revenue in the last 2 years, going from effectively zero to, the figure is not yet known, but obviously it's under $1 billion.
For somewhere between zero and a billion.
Exactly. So as always with technology companies, there will be a question of, you know, how much revenue growth potential there still is in this company. And an S-1 filing typically provides some hints as to those questions, but of course, we don't get to see that quite yet.
Zach Seward, senior editor at online business publication Quartz. Zach, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We played our weekly tech news numbers game, Silicon Tally, with Fast Company Magazine's editor-at-large John Gertner this week. If you want to play along as we chat tablets, space probes, and Dow Jones companies, head over to our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.